there's kind of three basic templates or models that I encourage people to think about. One is, what's my template concerning preparation for the day, which is what you were alluding to a while ago. I get up in the morning, I'm going to go over here and have my quiet time, or whatever you want to call it. So what's my template for my preparation for the day? Then what is my template for as I go through my day? And then what is my template for what I call pray it forward, which would be praying over the family system and the generations come. So I would say think in terms of three templates, right? Because they're going to look different. They're going to be similar, but they're going to look different. So you know, concerning preparation for the day, there's some suggestions that I would make about that that are helpful. All right. One is, it's, and again, this isn't, here's how you do it. This is, these are some ideas, all right?
Yes, it's the difference between an idea and a formula.
Yes, exactly. So here's some things that I found helpful. And let me start off by saying I am not a morning person. All right? Never been a morning person. And so I've always been a night person, and through the years I felt all this guilt and shame.
Right.
All these people
right.
that I would hear teach and preach, and they go, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and spend 3 hours with God, and I'm going, good grief, I don't want to go to bed till 4 a.m. What are you talking about?
That's just not right.
There's something wrong with this person, you know. And so this has been a huge challenge for me my whole life. All right. So what I tell people is, look, whenever your day starts, okay, so, you know, if you're a night person, your day is probably going to start later than the morning person. Okay, I don't care. Whenever that time is, all right?
Yeah.
So that'd be the first thing I'd say. So once your day, whatever your schedule for your day is, your prep for the day, then have a specific time. So If you normally get up at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever that is, all right, then you're going to need to kind of back up from that time a little bit, because you're not just going to jump into your day. You're going to spend some time preparing for your day. Mm-hmm. All right? So I tell people that are kind of trying to get a start with it, look, back it up 15 minutes. So If you're normally getting up at 7, okay, get up at 6:45. All right, mm-hmm. just an idea. All right. It's best that, in addition to specific time, that you got a specific place. So you kind of you pick a spot or someplace where you can be alone. Now, you know, if you're in a dorm, you know, and you got roommates, then okay, how do I do this? Mm-hmm. Or you're in a crazy busy household, how do I do this? Mm-hmm. So, but it's best if you can figure out a way where you've got a place where you can be uninterrupted with your time frame. That's best, okay?
And that's where if you don't have that access, you can't do it in the beginning of the day. You might need to go, okay, you know what, later today I need to get to, so I need to find that place. I can pull away to a coffee shop, get some earphones, and get some alone time there, because I'm not going to get that right now, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. You kind of have to work with whatever your particular environment is at any given point in time. So, you know, if you're a mom and you've got newborns and that type of thing, that's going to look real different than somebody who's an empty nester. It's not going to look the same, all right? So,
when it reminds me of what you're saying, it's real similar to, like, I know people who have planners and who are, you know, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to look at what do I need to accomplish today. And people take a few minutes to prep for their day.
Yeah.
What do I need to get done with my work today? What do I need to get done with my home today? You know, so you're just basically saying you do this for your heart as well in the spirit time.
Yeah. And so actually, see, before you engage the calendar and your list, you do this.
Got it.
So, yes, that's exactly it. And in fact, see, this, I'll hit the pause button on that and go to something else that's, that, again, is foundational. And that is, if I don't have a kingdom mindset about life, then I'm going to look at this, what I'm talking about right now, as a religious formula.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I define a kingdom mindset is there's a statement that I heard a guy by the name of Dudley Hall make, good grief, back in the 80s probably, a long time ago, that I've never forgotten. He was at, it was actually his definition for the word submit, but I really love it. I've never forgotten it. I use it all the time. I use it as a definition for kingdom mindset or submitting to God. He said, do what God says do when God says do it, whether you feel like it or understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Scripture is very clear about the whole idea of my mind being focused, my mindset being focused on the things of God. Philippians 2, 3 through 5, that is the setup for Jesus coming to earth, where it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. And then it says, let each of you look not only to their own interests, but the interests of others. And it says, have this mind among yourselves, which is in Christ Jesus. The let this mind and have this mind is present active imperative.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's not a suggestion. It is do this now. Actively do this.
Yeah, continuous action.
Yeah, continuous action. Present imperative. Mm-hmm. Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. Again, present active imperative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mindset, right? And so if my mindset is a kingdom mindset, then I begin my day because, in a way, that facilitates kingdom mindset.
Yep, you're basically hitting the what's the word I'm thinking of? You're tapping in to the kingdom that you live in, the kingdom world, right? God's kingdom, but God's kingdom here on earth. So it's like you're plugging in to the home base, you know, being like, okay, tapping in, what we got for today? So it's like you're,
And so with that mindset then, you know, verses that we quote all the time take on a different significance, like Isaiah 55:9, where God says, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He's going, look, you don't see the forest, I do. Jeremiah 29:11, we quote that all the time, where God says, I know the plans I have for you. Okay. Well, either he does or he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we live as practical atheists. We go, yeah, that's true, but then I get after my schedule. All right. Psalms 31:14-15a, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either I choose to believe that God knows what he's doing or I don't.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Go ahead.
Well, I think this is going to be for another conversation on another day, but I think a lot of times people can't believe it because of their pain. Because of their pain, too. Right?
That's exactly it.
Another conversation.
It is. I'm choosing to believe that regardless of present look at things.
Yes,
that's easily said and difficult to do when I'm faced with pain and loss and difficulty and illness and suffering and I see the aggressive brutality of human evil and spiritual evil, and it's a jacked up, messed up, selfish world. Yes. And so you're correct. That's a whole another conversation. But what happens then is, I don't get up and make a list and ask God to bless it.
Got it.
I'm supposed to ask him for the list.
which is that prep time, which is prepping for the day.
Yeah.
I look for that specific time. I try to shoot for that. I look for specific
time. Yeah, because that's got to start it. It's mm-hmm. not my list that he's blessing. I'm asking for his list. I'm not asking him to join me. He's inviting me to join him.
That's it. Yep.
And that's a totally different mindset. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, the prep time has a kingdom mindset with that in mind, that my schedule isn't my schedule and my time is not my time.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, I need to start with a conversation with the Lord as I'm getting rolling here. Otherwise, it's going to be me asking him to bless my schedule and we're off to the races.
Mm-hmm. And in
not the way it's supposed to work.
Well, as he's inviting me to join him, there will be times, I've learned this about him, like as I'm asking him about it, there'll be times, well, what do you want to do today?
Yes.
And that's where I'll be like, I have no idea. He's like, well, let's go figure out what your heart is,
what I
put in you. But that's the part, you know, it's like you said, both and it's, but it's not coming to him and, hey, I really need to do this. Will you help me get all this done today?
Yeah, because we act like he has no idea that I got a 5 o'clock line that my boss put on me.
Yes, yes.
And we're going, he doesn't go, oh, wow, I thought that was next week, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, he's not confused.
Right.
You know, he knows the kids have had the flu. You know, he knows everything. He's already been to tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't act as if that's true.
Right.
So, but the more I do that, then, see, not only what first with my day, but as I'm moving through my day with the redirects on schedule, I go, okay. I didn't have that on the list, but okay. So, but anyway, back to preparation for the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that's the go through your day. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So specific time and place, and it's always best to kind of have a specific plan.
Okay.
Because if I just kind of get up and I don't have no plan, then my mentor in college used to say, he that shoots at nothing hits it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of get up and hit and hope, well, that ain't a good plan. So I suggest that you have a place you're reading in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and you have a devotional that you find helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two things, your plan is, okay, I'm going to read through like the book of James.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use Jesus Calling, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read those two pieces every morning as a starting place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, that's just, but have a plan, all right? And so then it's start with a question. And to me, that question is, what do I need to hear from you today?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a place I can read. So what do I need to hear today?
Mm-hmm.
And then talk with God about what you're reading, what you're hearing. What we said a while ago, God's word is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so now it becomes, what do I need to do with this? What
mm-hmm.
Okay, how do I need to apply this? And then at that juncture, I think that's when you move into, okay, here's some of the stuff that's on my head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's about what I perceive to be my concerns right now,
mm-hmm.
For myself, my concerns for others,
mm-hmm.
My requests for the day in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm saying, would you please remind me what I need to know through the day?
And you think, too, at this point, like I'd love to, just because I'm more of a feeler, and sometimes mm-hmm. also my thoughts, I can sometimes go between feeler and thinker, and so my thoughts can just go rampant. This is where I can unload that. If it's writing
yeah.
out three pages,
yep.
just nonstop, everything that's
in my head. However you want to do it. However you want to do it.
And this is where it's like, okay, I need to unload burdens.
Yep, yep.
You know,
yep.
I need to, yep. so here's that piece where you could, however that looks for people, that's where
you know, and sometimes I need to start with that because I wake up heavy.
Yeah, mm-hmm, true.
All right, and that's okay. I mean, what I'll do sometimes is I go, Lord, I am so burdened down and overwhelmed. I mean, I woke up with 10 tons on my back.
Yeah.
And so I really need to talk with you about this. I'm going to hit the pause button because I need to hear from you first.
Yep, totally.
So do that. I mean, mm-hmm. yes, of course, this is relational.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't religion.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this morning I needed to say some things to the Lord that are true, but they're hard truths.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what he was talking to me about is I'm kind of wishy-washy on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm supposed to say, do whatever it takes, but I really don't want to say that.
Yeah, being just honest and real.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Bringing your whole self to the table.
Yeah. So I tell people, look, in human relationships, if we're surface in human relationships, you're going to have a surface relationship with somebody. If the word intimacy, I don't know who came up with it first. I've heard it by dozens of people, into me see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I'm not letting my spouse see into me and she's not letting me see into her, we're going to have a very superficial relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same thing is true of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wants to have a very personal relationship with me. And a lot of times I'm scared of that. I don't, what does that mean? You're going to send me to Timbuktu?
Mm-hmm.
Is life going to be really boring? Is it going to be scary? What's it going to be?
You know? Or will you, I'm afraid to let you see me because will you still
yep.
love me?
Yeah, you still love me. You still
yeah.
going to like me.
There's all kinds of things.
And the truth is, he already sees me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not being honest with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets back to the relational component that is so huge,
mm-hmm.
period, but
mm-hmm.
especially when I'm talking with him.
Yes.
And so what people will start to recognize in a hurry is if you carve out 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
and you start thinking about it like this and looking at it like this, you're going, man, I need more time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want more time, not just because
you're
trying to get a checklist.
That's
you're drawn into it.
Yep.
And, at this juncture for me, I'm never at a place where I'm ready to quit.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'll get to the place where I'm going, oh, man, I got to go get ready.
And that's where it leads you to the next one, which is, at the template
as
you go through the day. Gotcha.
Yes,
yep.
Exactly.
We're not on that one. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So the way I look at as you go is in Ephesians 1, one of Paul's prayer for the church was that they would experience God's divine revelation and wisdom. And so I read that a number of years ago, and so that is an ongoing ask that I have multiple times throughout my day. I'll just say your revelation wisdom with this, with that conversation, with this meeting, with whatever's going on. That's just something I'm asking of him all the time. And I don't need my own thinking. I really need his revelation. And then I need to know what to do with it. That's the wisdom piece.
So revelation, you know, I'm thinking of a basic way of saying that would be, God, help me see this the way you see this, not how I see this.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So because I do counseling all day long, that's my ask before every counseling session and oftentimes throughout the counseling session. I'll say, Lord, would you reveal what I need to know and understand here?
Got it.
Because they don't need my best thinking. They need to hear from you. And I need to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to know what to do with that.
And that's the wisdom piece, is what
yes.
to do with what he revealed.
Yes, yes. And then I either choose to live accordingly or I don't. Okay. So
I would say that you using counseling, but this is something everyone could use with any relational piece.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if I'm going into a meeting, I ask this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm about to have a conversation with my spouse, I ask this.
Got it.
If I'm about to sit down and do the bills, I ask this. It doesn't matter what the venue is. I'm constantly asking for his revelation and wisdom all the time, all day long.
Got it.
And then, so that again, that's kind of the template.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found that it's helpful to have triggers that help me pay attention and listen better.
Okay.
So those triggers can be lots of things. You do something that's a screensaver for your phone or your iPad or your computer so that when you see it, it reminds you to listen or it reminds you to ask or you just have a lot. You could have the word ask as a screensaver. Yeah. No matter, okay?
Yeah.
You can wear stuff like wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
And that every time you see it, it reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry stuff in your purse or in your mm-hmm. pocket, or it mm-hmm. can be a note or a card that you put on your desk, your refrigerator, your mirror, or your visor in your car.
Mm-hmm. Or song, or make these R's.
There's a bunch of different ways. We just need lots of triggers.
Yeah.
So, see, I've on my desk, I've got a card that just sits on my desk. It's a handwritten card. It mm-hmm. says, "Eyes on Jesus, not the storm. Trust his word, not what you think."
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'll see that through my day. And I go, oh, yeah, okay. Because I'll get distracted by the craziness of what's going on.
Yeah.
Or I'll get really upset or frustrated or angry or scared or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, don't look at the storm. Okay, eyes on you. What's going on? What do I need? What reveal to me? Help me understand. Let me pay attention to you. I need those triggers through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, it's just a noisy, hot mess of a world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need some things to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, look, come up with about a dozen different triggers,
mm-hmm.
and that'll help. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing as you go through the day, no special words required.
Yes.
It's not like I gotta go through some kind of mantra or model or yeah. No. Sometimes best I can come up with is I ain't got a clue.
Yes.
What to
help.
Do here. Help. Please help.
I say that a lot.
Yeah. 911, you know. So, and that's appropriate. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I approach the day.
Okay. And then the third one you said was the pray it forward.
Yeah.
Is that, when you mentioned the 60, you said kind of 60 things you pray throughout the month. Was that what you're referring to here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. This is, I call it praying generationally.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it pray it forward. The scripture makes abundantly clear that God desires, you know, we in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, where it says the sins of the fathers being visited upon third and fourth generations. In that same passage, it says that God desires to bless 1,000 generations those who love him and honor him and serve him.
Mm-hmm.
So he desires to bless 1,000 generations.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes in Scripture, Jesus is asking a question of somebody, what do you want me to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to look at that and go, why would he ask that question? I mean, he says to blind Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? And I'm going, he knows he's blind? I mean,
yeah.
Why is he even asking that question?
Or like, well, you want to be healed, you know?
Yeah,
healed. Yeah.
Yeah. because he wants us to participate with him in what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's inviting us to participate with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he says, Ed, what do you want me to do for the generations?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, here's some things I'd love to see you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So initially, for me personally, back when I was a teenager, I heard someone say, probably if you're going to be married, if you're supposed to be married, probably your spouse is alive on the planet at this point in time. And I thought, yeah, that's probably true, you know, within a 5 to 10 year range or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, so what are you asking God to do for them right now, even before you've met them?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow,
mm-hmm.
I can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I can do that. So so I started praying for LaRue even before I met her. And then once we got married, now it occurred to me that unless we're not supposed to have kids, we probably ought to be praying for the kids that we don't have yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so started doing that. Now, we went through 7.5 years of infertility,
mm-hmm.
which was an incredibly challenging time,
mm-hmm.
on a lot of levels, but kept praying,
mm-hmm.
and then found out we were supposed to adopt, and so both our kids are adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So so then, as we the kids are growing, now I'm starting to think in a bigger just. It just can, this whole concept of praying over my wife, my children, I started praying for those that my children will one day marry,
mm-hmm.
Their family systems, my kids' close friends, because they're going to be such an influence.
Mm-hmm.
So, and expanded it out to, okay, the odds are high that my kids will have kids and their kids will have kids and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, okay, I need to think way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to just pray to the third and fourth generation, and then I'm going, wait a minute, you desire to bless 1,000 generations. So now my list of things that I ask regularly, I'm asking in perpetuity until he returns.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way I look at it now, and that's the way I think about it now. And so in terms of a template of how to do that,
mm-hmm.
initially I had a verse that I prayed. It was Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. So that's a mind, that's a body, soul, spirit piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just praying that regularly, and then that kind of grew, and I started expanding on that and going, I need to think about this a little bit different. And I mean, there's a lot of model prayers. There was a time I used Ephesians 3:14-21 as praying that regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer of Jabez, I prayed that, and then I kind of rewrote it for myself, pulled out one of those versions, and I just kind of give a template here. My version of that for a season was, Most High God, bless me and increase my influence for you far beyond anything I could ever imagine. Guide and direct every choice and decision that we make, not I make, all day long. May we listen to you and trust you no matter what, especially in the dark night of the soul. May we live up to your name and not down to our pain. Amen. And so then about probably 20 or so years ago, I ran across Stormy O. Martin's book, The Power of a Praying Parent.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 30 chapters in that book, and I kind of read through it, and I looked at it, and I go, you know what? The table of contents, the 30 items here, that needs to be my template. And so I started praying those things regularly, and then I started modifying those things and adding to those things and adjusting those things. And so then I went away from that, and it got where I started creating my own. And so now I'm at the place where, yeah, I've got about 60 items or things that I pray regularly, okay? So, but again, a template's a template. And it's a way to think about it, and it's a kind of, here's my ask.
And what I'm understanding is, so you're not, because I'm thinking, you know, just basic, you're picking a verse because that keeps you into, it keeps you asking a God's promise for you and your family.
That's
the template, is the scripture, versus like, hey, would you, it's so vague, but God, would you bless my children? Would you protect my children? Be with them while they're at school. That's real basic, right? But you're saying find some scripture and spend, it's like you said, you do it on a treadmill. I like to run around the community and our neighborhood and around the kids' schools and my son's schools. And so, like, if I could say, okay, for this month, this is the, I picked a few verses that maybe the Spirit told me in my prep day, right, my prep time, hey, these are the verses, pray these over your kids. Then this is the verse I could pray over down to the 1,000th generation. And then that would be for the month, kind of those things you could pray. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's just a way for you to think about and approach it. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is so much. Thank you. This has been incredible, and I can't thank you enough. There's so many more topics that I hope we get to cover.
Sure,
we get to do this again. And if people wanted to contact information, like if there's a website, if they wanted to reach out, do you have a website that they could?
They could contact. I'm director of our counseling ministry here at the church, so it's impactcounseling.com.
Okay.
And if they want to send an email to me, it's just ed.lamance@impactcounseling.com.
Great.
But the website there will, there's some information. I've actually got a talk I did on prayer that is there. They can go under client resources, and then there's Dr. Ed Talks, and they would, so there's a number of times that I've spoken that are videoed. The audio links are right now messed up. We're trying to get them fixed. But there's a talk I did a couple of years ago called Let's Talk God. And so much of what we talked about today is actually in that message. So.
Okay. Great. Well, then people who want more can go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ed. This has been an honor. I always love talking with you.
Well, I appreciate the privilege.
It's been great. All right. Thanks so much.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.